Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do mean that the time to spend with me, very much appreciated. I know that you could be listening to a bunch of other shows, but you've chosen this one. And, you know, stay with us, because we do have a lot going on a regular basis. Right? Speaking of which, the governor of Michigan, again, Whitmer, she's extended the forced stay-at-home order through May, or at least into May, halfway through May, somewhat through, you never know. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, be involved, be engaged, have a clue as to what's going on. That would be really great, right? And show you how unrealistic the Dems are. How, really seriously, they care so much about people that they don't care about people. The Michigan Democrat, remember her? She's facing censorship because she thanked Donald Trump for something. So if you're a Democrat, under no circumstance do you show a sign of weakness and crack and ask, ask people for more help. Or thank what you perceive to be the devil for helping. Notice I said perceive. So Rhoda McDonald, she tweeted out that she nearly died from coronavirus. But she said, you know, she tried what the president said was working. She had heard good things about it from other people. She tried it, worked for her. She thanked the president for bringing it up and talking about it. Is he not supposed to do that? Which had thanked Trump and Pence because she attributed her recovery from the coronavirus to having taken the anti-malaria drug. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. A treatment Trump had frequently supported during the White House news briefings. I don't blame him. If something works or might work or you've been told, you might have... Look, if you're dying of something, just, you know, other people around, shut up. You don't have a right to say anything to that person. That person's dying. Let them decide what they want to take and when they want to take it. It's obvious you know how to kill them. So why not give them some hope? And then, you know, which did she thank the president during an appearance on Fox News or Ingram's angle? Ooh, that's not good. Right? First of all, you go on Fox News, that's really bad. And then on top of that, you go to Ingram Angle, which is even worse, especially if you can hold your own and or she gives you some kind, you know, of kudos. I really want to say that you have to give this an opportunity, she said on the show. She was referring to the drug, obviously. She said, for me, it saved my life. And I can only go by what it's done for me. And I'm sure it'll do for others as well. So what do the Dems do? They want to come out against her. Instead of saying, we're glad that she's alive, we're glad this drug is helping, we're not sure it's the right one for everybody. There were so many ways they could have spun this. I hope they stay on this, and I hope they get meaner. Right? Seriously. I hope their true colors show like they have in the past. State Representative Vernon Johnson of Lithonia said that he was convinced to remain in office after receiving an outpouring of support following his plan to step down. This was the guy who also gave Trump kudos for the low unemployment rate. Didn't say he loved him. Didn't say he, he was his savior next to whoever. He simply said that Trump has done a great job for the black community, which is a true statement. Now they don't want you to tell the truth either, I guess. Maybe that's taboo, too. God, I don't get it. I've been saying it for coming up in 11 years. We have forgotten that we're Americans first. We have forgotten that we belong to this country first. And then after that, you happen to belong to a party. And maybe not right after that. I mean, maybe after that, it's whether you're a husband or a father. Right? Maybe after that, or what have you. It's your religious affiliation. I don't know. In that area, it might be a little different for people. I will not allow the Democrats to bully me into submission, Jones said. I'll not let them win. I'll not resign. God bless him. Oh, really? No. He just shoved it in their faces. Last December, New Jersey Democrat U.S. Rep. Jeff Van Drew, he announced he was switching to the GOP after deciding that his fellow Democrats and their arguments for Trump's impeachment were weak, thin, and uncalled for. In January, Van Drew appeared with the president before a large crowd in Wildwood, New Jersey. You know, either they see the writings on the wall, the writing is on the wall, and they'll do whatever it takes to stay in their office, which I think a lot of them will do. I think a lot of them, like Romney, will say that they're okay with Trump and everything's fine. They've made up. And then they throw their hat in the ring for the same thing. No. Romney's just not as smart as Trump. That's really what it boils down to. Now, when we come back, is Andy Gibson to join us? And, you know, I know you love him. I know you love him on the show. And the reason I bring him on the show is he got a whole different perspective from England. Right? I mean, he hears what's going on there, how it's being reported on their news, how it's playing out on their news. Now, he told me this week there was some soccer going on. That slows things down from time to time. But, you know, seriously, they're out. Did you see them on the... I want to save it for him. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Sandy Gibb joins us in just a few minutes. Really, seriously, heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Back. Show me your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and you know the drill. Listen up. Okay, it's the time you've all been waiting for. We're back at it again with Xander Gibb, and I always appreciate his time with us. I would say to kick off the party for the weekend, but man, we're not much partying right now. Xander, how you doing?
Doing wonderfully, apart from my allergies that are kicking in. My allergies to Democrats, that is.
Oh, boom, boom. Thank you. That's right. He'll be on his
show. And you can't get a pill for that, you know?
Well, apparently you can. You just have to inject Clorox or something. I don't know. You see the lies and the spews that the left is putting together on President Trump's comments about, disinfecting yourself, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, the stupidity of this is that what people don't realize is that, you know, chemotherapy is basically it's disinfecting your body of the infected cells. So maybe he used terminology that he thought these idiots were going to understand. But let's face it, you know, the Donald is damned if he does, and he's damned if he doesn't.
Right.
And I think right now we just got to support him, you know, unless he kills somebody or, you know, has an affair with Nancy or Hillary, he's got my support.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that, okay? I mean, seriously, I won't eat for
which
a week.
Which would be worse?
You know, there's a great dietary need there. You're just, God, seeing him
with
Nancy.
Well, one bacon today.
Can you imagine, here we go. Can you imagine him wanting to have the both of them at the same time? That would really make it. I would actually go out and vote and work against him at that point in time. You know what I'm saying?
People are switching off in droves now.
God. Anyhow, so how
rubs your eyes, folks?
So there was some kind of protest or something that went on last week on a bridge in London where they were applauding the national health workers, I guess.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
But wait a minute. So I saw the pictures, and I was thinking to myself, well, I'm not really good at measurement, but it doesn't look like they're 6 feet apart. And unless they're wearing masks that look like their faces, they don't have masks on either. What gives?
Well, there is this ideology in the UK, because we have an element of socialized medicine here that we pay for, but it's in the form of the National Health Service, and there is this ideology that they're saving everyone's life right now. But the reality is that the hospitals are empty, and like they are in the US too. But the hospitals are so empty that they've got time to make videos for TikTok and parodies and things like this. So that's how busy they are. So every Thursday night, the ideology is that you're supposed to go to your front door, open the door at 8 o'clock in the evening, and you're supposed to stand and clap for the National Health Service. I mean, I look ridiculous enough anyway most of the time, so I'm not going to stand at my door clapping because, you know, I will get sectioned or something. So they decided to do this on London Bridge as like a mass response, and people got arrested for it. You know, kind of like, you know, Bill de Blasio wants people to be arrested for not observing social distancing, except this was like en masse on London Bridge, or was it Southwark Bridge? I never know which bridge is which. But they arrested people for it. They weren't 6 meters, 6 feet apart. They didn't have masks on or anything like that. So they were arresting people to make an example. But how silly is this going to get before we're going to say, hey, give me back my rights?
Yeah, no. You know what? As I start to read and study and talk to a few of these constitutional experts, the government really doesn't have a right to take our constitutional rights away.
No.
For a very limited, suspended amount of time, you know, a short amount of time, they can suspend, but they can't take it away. And I find this, I just find this amazing that we have rolled over. You know, all our Facebook warriors have rolled over on this. Now, they're right about it on Facebook,
yeah.
But are you out there without a mask on? Are you out there?
I am.
You know, me too most of the time. But the bottom line with it is what are you doing? And what are you physically doing to help out? Are you making sure the right people are getting elected? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, but that's not going to... Well, the parody of all this is this plandemic is really, you know, in order to try and get a win for the Democrats, because I don't doubt that there is a coronavirus out there, and wherever it come from is a different debate for a different day. But this is being politicized by the left in order to try and facilitate a win for the Democrats, because we both know that that's not going to happen without some dishonesty or subterfuge or both. So I personally, I give it another 2 weeks, and then people are going to say, right, I've had enough of this now, because it's being purported as a law. It's the law that you wear a mask. It's the law that you do this. No, it's not a law. I don't remember anybody going before Congress and asking for an amendment or for these things to be added on.
Yep.
So get a real out there, people, and stand up for your rights, because once they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah. Well, and again, you're getting mixed messages from these people. It's really funny when you look at the actual U.S. coronavirus death toll surpasses sobering benchmark. My God, is it going to get worse? And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, slow down, people. We have 360 million people in this country, plus ones that we don't even know about. We've had almost 200,000 total deaths from this thing. You've had, what, almost 3 million people confirmed to have the virus. But what they don't tell you is that, you know, of all those, of the 100, we've had, what, 1.4 million people that have, quote, unquote, survived, recovered from the virus, from the flu, if you would.
Mm.
So it's let's not do anything with hope, right?
Yeah. I take issue with all of these figures because, you know, nobody died of natural causes in 2020, clearly. And you know, all these figures are so massaged that we don't get a real picture of what is going on. And there's not even appropriate testing in place because nobody knows what the heck the virus is. So you can't have any specificity with these numbers, surely.
No, there's an upside to this. We have cured cancer. We have cured diabetes. We have cured, lung disease, AIDS, everything, because nobody's dying from that stuff anymore. They're all dying from the coronavirus. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. Jim, senior host, always a pleasure. Xander is going absolutely no place, I guarantee it. No, I won't let him. I mean, seriously, if you think about the importance of what's happening in Europe, because we're not hearing much of what's coming out of there. Agreed? So we need more information. We need to know what's happening. And he's always given us good information. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll from the coronavirus in the U.S. passed 50,000, accounting for more than 25% of COVID-19 deaths globally, according to the latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University. More than 2.7 million COVID-19 cases have been confirmed worldwide, with over 880,000 of them in the U.S.
And it appears COVID-19 is spreading quickly in some places that are planning to ease social distancing restrictions soon. According to a new study by the Dartmouth Institute in Lebanon, New Hampshire. The data also shows that COVID-19 cases are growing more rapidly in places that had not been as heavily hit as New York City, Seattle, San Francisco, and the early hotspots. Dr. Elliot Fisher, a professor at the Dartmouth Institute, said the growth rates are the highest now in the Midwest and the...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Apparently she's met Nancy Pelosi. This is your host, Jesse Realside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Yep, I know who you came for. I know who you're waiting for. Maybe. If he decides to speak. Speak! We're back at it with Xander Gibb. Always a pleasure to have him with me, and I do appreciate his time. And I would say, you know, I'm in the belly of the beast. I don't know. What would you consider London?
The beast, probably. I don't know. I'm moving to London pretty soon, and I'm glad I didn't move there before this happened.
I know, right?
Because I live in a village right now, so I'm really better off where I am until this pandemic ends. But
I like that pandemic.
Yeah.
Hey, so Boris, how is Boris doing?
Well, Boris is a little better, but it's not where's Waldo, it's where's Boris, because nobody's seen me. I haven't been around. People have been taking Prime Minister's question time for me, and see you in
I hear
a couple
you.
Weeks.
I hear you quite round, though. Actually, the pictures thing show you to be quite round, but that's okay. Well, there's a story for another day.
Was that directed at me or is Boris? You know, I will be sending the gay mafia around to do your hair.
Oh,
your
there
makeup,
you go. Right, so. There you go. You know, perfect. That's just what I need. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I mean, look, and have you noticed that the virus is what would you call it? Genderphobia? Because it only affects males and females.
Yeah.
Did you notice
that? That's interesting. What about all of the, you know, I say I'm not going to get it because I'm a unicorn and have been since, you know, Facebook made it possible for me to be but no children have got it either. Have you noticed? Because, like, with the flu, you know, your grandkids can get it, your grandparents can get
it. Usually they get it first and they give it to you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, but so my question last week was, I got a few nasty emails, and I go, look, if you're a guy and you identify as a female and the coronavirus attacks men more than women, does that mean now that you have less of a chance of getting it?
I don't know, because it changes, not even day by day, it changes minute by minute, and even the medical professionals can't agree, so...
No.
How the heck are we supposed to know, Joe?
Yeah, well, you're supposed to shelter in place, lock yourself in, wear your masks inside the house, don't touch each other, and everything will be just fine. And some of these states are going to the end of June. I know there's some rumors going around that Governor Nuisance would love to keep this going until almost the end of the year. And I don't know. I don't know. I'm so frustrated by all this. You don't even know. And you can't even talk. Even to my friends that have two brain cells to rub together, they're just waxed feeble in fear because they can't move. They don't know what to do. I don't get it.
I'm not afraid of it. I don't feel like I'm going to catch it. But what I am afraid of is the response to it. It's like, have you seen Contagion? This is like Contagion times 54. It's rather worrying, to say the least.
You know, and then, all right, so let's get some of the fun stuff, okay? What's her name? Stacey Abrams comes out, and or is it Abrams or Atkins? I can't remember her name, whatever. She comes
Abrams.
Out, Abrams. So she comes out and she says that basically Biden needs to choose a black woman for VP because they are the strongest group in the Democrat Party, and they're the ones that get the job done. Well, first of all, the VP job is not a big deal job. Let's just be honest about it. That's number one. Number two is, sweet Jesus, can you imagine she's first in line to be president, and we know he's not going to make it through.
No, but it's kind of, I thought that they were going to slide in Michael Obama or Hillary, but I have a feeling that it might possibly be Cuomo or a mixture of the three.
Well, Cuomo has come out and said no uncertain terms on several shows that, no, he can't do it because the amount of time it takes to run for president, the New Yorkers need him, blah, 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 blah. I don't think he can pull it off. I really don't. I'd love him to run.
That's not the reason for it, Joe. The reason is that all those metal detectors, you know, he wouldn't get through with the nipple rings. Security is quite tight.
You know? I had just washed that out of my brain. I mean, I don't want to go down that road. Anyway, so... God, thanks for that. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome, brother.
Oh, my God. Between the Nancy Pelosi thing, Hillary Clinton, and him, imagine the three. No, never mind. Don't imagine the three of them. So to show you the real love of the Democrat Party, what was the legislator down there in Georgia now? He's resigning from his position. He's not leaving the Democrat Party. He is so just furious at the party because the comments that he made, the positive comments he made about Trump, they're ripping him up over. And then the Democrat, what was her name? I think she's out of Detroit. She was the one that took the drugs that President Trump said that he saw promise in, and she got rid of her virus, and she saw, you know, she saw almost immediate relief, which is Rona McDaniel is her name. No, that's our person. God, I hate when I do that. Can't think of the woman's name. Well, I write these notes down, but I don't write, I mean, I write in hieroglyphics. So I have to kind of figure them out as we go. But anyway, so she got better from it, and now the party is all over her because she said that, you know, she's doing better from something the president suggested to do. This proves the hate they have for him.
Well, I'm someone that comes from a common sense politics perspective. So if someone on the left actually came up with something that seemed like common sense, like occasionally you get a few sentences from that woman, what's her name, Democrat woman, Tony, you know who I mean?
Maybe.
I can't think of her name. Like occasionally she says something. You see, if she said it more often, I would remember her name.
Yeah. There you
go. So I'm more than happy to kind of hold up my hand to say, yeah, I agree with that. But we shouldn't have this left and right fight about, oh, you can't agree if it's said by the left and you can't agree if it's said by the right.
Yep.
If it makes sense, let's go with it.
We've forgotten that we're Americans first. That's the big deal. All right, before we run out of time here, in a second segment, I promise you we do this from now on. Tell people where they can find you, find your show, find your writings. Not necessarily find you, because, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they don't want to find me in the real world.
Me neither.
I'm telling you. I'm this little middle-aged guy in a wheelchair, really. I'm not this bubbly. Anyway, xandergood.com is where you find everything. But the show currently is Friday, 3 Pacific, 5 Central, 6 Eastern, and 11 in the UK. 10 a.m. the next day in Australia. However, from June, we go out five nights a week, go 8 Eastern.
What is wrong with you?
3 Pacific. I know. I love my country, you see. I want to get President Trump reelected, and he's like, Xander, you got to help me. So I'm like, I'm there, Donald. I'm there.
The big D. Yep, you are. All right, well, yeah, he's, you know what? I still believe he's going to get this, and I still believe he's going to get it by a resounding amount of votes. I think people are tired of what they're seeing. I did a piece yesterday on if you look at the 10 states run by Democrat governors, they've got such a high rate of this coronavirus and deaths from the coronavirus. When you look at the 10 states, 10 biggest states run by Republicans, it's exponentially lower. Not even the numbers aren't even high enough to warrant any kind of paper be written about. That's how little the numbers are. And I know people say, well, he doesn't care who dies. No, that's not the point. The point is when you have 360 million people and something goes through the country that kills 100,000, that is not a overwhelming can't sleep at night epidemic, right?
No, absolutely not. The epidemic really has been the response to something actually pretty minor. And don't mind telling me, you know, that people have died. I know they've died. I don't want anyone to die, regardless of who they support or who they vote for. But I have to tell you folks that neither does Donald Trump.
No.
You know, because every person that's died could have been a potential voter. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
That's right, though. But not even that. Every person is a human being. I know they like to belittle him and demean him, but he does care about people. He cares very much about people. And the only time they got nasty on him is when he decided to say he was running for president. We got to go for a break. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you guys with us. Xander's going nowhere. He'll be with us in the next segment. We'll be right back. You know, the great thing about Xander, and you know, because he's watching it from over there, we're getting to hear what they believe, you know, what they're hearing in well, mostly Europe, but England, truly what they're hearing in their media or through their media as to what Donald Trump is about, what he's like. And they've got their own set of issues. And the beauty is, again, Zed is now moving. He'll be, I think you heard him say, he'll be moving to London. That'll make a big change as to the kind of news and the type of reporting he'll be able to do from there. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We will be right back.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. This is Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. And the one you truly, come on, you can just let me be honest with you, right? The one you really came here for. We're back at it with our buddy. Xander Gibb joins us as he does every week. Love to kick off the weekend with him. So much news. You know, it's really funny. It's almost like we're wrapping up the week's stories. And Xander, where is, you think Kim Jong-un now? Again, he is a human being. I know he's an animal. Is he dead or alive? Is he on his deathbed? Is he gone? I mean, because he would be all over the place firing rockets everywhere, wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, I can't answer that because, you know, I'm not as in touch with the Korean community since Margaret Cho unfriended me on Twitter. However, I do know that in Kim Jong-un's will that he's bequeathed all of his pantsuits to Hillary Clinton.
And you know what?
Don't ask me how I know.
They probably wouldn't have to be tailored. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
she can wear them right off the rack, so to speak.
Exactly. Well, the way she's going, I mean, yeah.
Oh my God! And isn't it funny how she pops in from time to time to make comments about Donald Trump? And I'm thinking to myself, do you understand that if you really look at what you're saying, that you're being such a hypocrite with some of the lines that you come out with. Same thing right. with you know, what's her name? Katie Hill, which is the one that I wrote the piece on. She had to resign from Congress. And she, you know, she's another one that comes out on a daily basis trying to stay relevant. And the comments that she's making about how he treats people, whatever, going, my God, lady, did you read your own texts? Do you understand what you actually did to people, you know?
Yeah. Well, never mind that, you know, from an animal rights perspective about what she did to the show.
Oh, I mean, thank you very much. All right, yeah.
Kitching, I'll be here all night.
You write your stuff, I am. So listen, the royals are getting involved in a whole bunch of stuff, right? Kate Middleton, Prince Williams, their children are out there. They're applauding the healthcare workers, which, listen, I get it. It's a tough job. They're putting themselves in harm's way. They love, you know, most of those people love people. It's not the highest paying job on the planet. But I see them out there. They don't have any masks on.
No. I'm just trying to understand it. I went out yesterday because I do a lot of work from home because, you know, a lot of my stuff is computer-based, writing, prepping for shows and things like that. But I had to get out, and I did not see one person wearing a mask yesterday, Joe, or a PPE or gloves or anything. I was tempted to wear my George Bush mask, but I think... You know,
well,
people here would think it's Theresa May, probably, or something like that.
I would send you the new mask that we have now, which is I've got these masks that say Trump 2020, keeping America safe and great. And if you want one, just head over to the website. You'll find it in our store, and they're selling pretty quick. But you know, you look at that, and I'm saying to myself, first of all, who will have the guts to wear it? Number two is it still doesn't make sense, and that's going to be my mantra till this is over. How easy are you when you give into this so easily?
I have a Trump 2020 hat, and I when I wear it here in the UK, like, nobody even takes any notice of it. I would wear a Trump 2020 mask, you know, bring it on.
Yeah, I would. Listen, I don't have a problem with it. When I wear a shirt that says Stand for America, Stand to Keep America Great, it's a red shirt with white print on it, and I get these kind of quiet and shy thumbs up when I go to the supermarket, almost like they're afraid to say anything. I'll tell you what, I think that's exactly what goes on with the polls. Don't you? I mean, you hear these polls, and you know people are going, Trump? Oh, no, I'd never vote for Trump.
But don't you think it's about what your aim is in life? Are you here to be liked, or are you here to make a difference? And I know I'm here to make a difference. I want my epitaph to be, here lies Sandra Gibb. He made a difference. And frankly, being liked should be secondary to actually being your authentic, unique self. Because most people don't want to be ridiculed or disliked for their political stance. I mean, it takes a lot of chutzpah to kind of get out there and say what you feel. I mean, I know you've lost friends. I've lost friends, you know, for supporting Trump, even family members, even people I've been friends with for 30 years, you know, since I was in kindergarten, have unfriended me because I support Donald Trump and because I happen to be a conservative now. But, you know, the thing is that people who really, truly love you and care about you will do so regardless of your political leanings. And that's the way it goes. Your mom still loves you, doesn't she, Joe?
I know. I get it. Yeah, I don't know how. As she'll say, so I don't know how. Hey, listen.
Careful, because she's probably listening.
She listens and said, my God, you look a lot thinner on TV. Wait a minute, what do you mean by that, Ma?
Thanks, Mom.
And you know what's funny? I'll give my listeners, I got to thank them for doing it, but when she hops in the chat room, they all call her Mom. They all, you know, so that's kind of cool to see them do that with her, welcome her in, and that kind of, if they knew what she was really like, they'd probably go, oh, it's that lady. But I love her. So, I'm not cutting this out. We're going to leave it. So, listen, let me talk about Michigan Governor Whitmer. I mean, this woman definitely taking the pill. I don't know what pill she's taking, but it's bringing her IQ down to about 7. Okay, and, you know, she just, as people keep coming after her, she just keeps turning the thumbscrews more and more. And again, these are the people that that call us the fascists, right?
And it's funny, isn't it? I feel sorry for the woman that's her depilatory lady, because, you know, waxing off that Hitler mask that Hitler mustache every week must be very difficult. Oh, come on. The woman is a Nazi.
Oh, no question.
All she needs is the salute, you know? I am sure she's just ordered jack boots from Amazon, really, and a big black leather coat.
Yeah.
But seriously, telling people you cannot grow food, you cannot buy seeds.
Right.
I mean, how ridiculous. In the future, Joe, when I move, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to plant a food garden. I'm never going to be caught like this again. I'm never going to be in, you know, if you are reliant on other people for your food and an emergency, a disaster happens, what are you going to do? And then there's, you know, Governor Hitler, sorry, Whitmore, saying, you can't grow your own food. I can't equate that ideology. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, God bless that the legislature there is now coming together to put laws together to go against what she's saying. And they have the two-thirds, the majority vote to override her. But she definitely has lost her mind. And she's looking for the notoriety so that she can get chosen as vice president.
Yeah.
Vice President.
Did you see her the other day saying, hey, I'm happy where I am. I don't want to be anywhere else.
Yavol! Well, she is definitely dictatorial. I mean, she really does have the ultimate power there right now. You know, and again, when you've got people in Detroit coming against you, you know you're screwing up, right? Even as a Democrat.
But Joe, I have to echo what you said already. They voted for her.
I know, that's I know. You keep, you know, and people think I'm being mean when I say stuff like, you know, to my New York listeners, to my Chicago listeners, to, you know, you voted these people in. I have no sympathy for you. And if you didn't vote for them, what did you do to make sure that your person got elected?
Right.
Look,
but how much will they put up with Joe before they say, that's it, I'm not voting? Because I don't know about your background, but, you know, people know that I was a Democrat.
Yep.
And I was a lifelong Democrat. And I got to the point where I said, I cannot uphold this anymore. You know, if you're listening to this show and you're a Democrat, what point will you say, I cannot do this anymore? I mean, when will you leave the plantation?
Yeah.
Apparently we're allowed to use that phrase now.
Well, I had Deontay Johnson. He's on the show frequently, you know, and he was the president of the, you know, Black Action Committee. I can't remember exactly what their name is, but he said the same thing. He said, look, when you grow up black and you grow up in all the homes are Democrat homes, okay, you're told that that's the only group that cares for you from when you're a little guy, and it takes a lot to pull away from it. So I guess we have to do a better job of reaching out into different communities.
Right, but you know, it's interesting. I totally identify with that. You know, from a gay perspective, we're actually given the ideology that the only party that really understands us is the Democrats, and to me that is a worry.
Yep.
And then when you begin to deviate from that, even slightly, even when you disagree, they turn on you.
Yep.
You know, because they love the gays and they love the blacks while they're voting Democrat. But, you know, you hear a gay black ex-Democrat gets beaten up. They're like,
whatever. Right. You're exactly right. Hey, say goodnight to everybody.
Good night, people. I love you.
And where do they find? I love you even more if you send cannolis. But where do they find you again? Real quick.
ZenderGibb.com or the cannoli store down the street.
There you go. Perfect. And I will be at the pasta place. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Yeah, we've got a lot coming up. Listen, they're going to have a smorgasbord of information, smorgasbord of stories. I got all the crazy stuff. Seriously, we've been so beat up with the coronavirus that we really don't understand that there are other things going on in the world. I mean, look, little Kim. He's been sick for a while. He didn't just disappear this week. Why are we just finding out about it? Because they got us tied down with the coronavirus issue. That's the best I'll do with it. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.